You can tell by all the cheers coming from the grandstand who just took the lead and is heading down the back stretch and up into turn three.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. takes the top spot. The crowd about rips this place apart. Kyle Busch back to second. Dave Blaney is third. Tony Stewart is fourth. Four-car breakaway. Two-car lengths back to Mark Martin, who rides to the number five position.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Lots more to come in these right up until 10 o'clock. And if we don't get it all in, Tom, I hate to tell you this, but we may just have to go a little bit further than beyond 10 o'clock. But we can do that. So
overtime pay?
No, not at all.
I get paid weekly now.
We just miss happy hour.
Oh,
I know, story of our lives, huh? But it's good to have you with us. Good to have Tom Glithero with us, sitting in for Carla and Galen. He's so talented, he can take the place of two people at one time. We're going to continue our trip around the state of Washington, and we're going to go down and talk with Nick Benn, who operates South Sound Speedway down in Tenino, a track I had the pleasure of visiting here about a month and a half ago to watch Moriarty stink up another show. And Nick joins us tonight. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing well.
Good. It's good to have you with us, man. And I made my first trip down to your facility, and man, oh, man, what a gorgeous place. It's got to be neat to come to the racetrack on Saturdays.
Well, I live there, so I get to do it every
day. Oh, so you're bored with it, huh?
Yeah, my buddy Moriarty, he says you're the best announcer at Evergreen, but Glithero might have to disagree with that.
Well, Glithero can disagree with what he's not getting paid, so he's on a pretty short leash around here.
Listen, you just keep it nice, or I'm going to have to come down and officiate some of your races and straighten that place out, because I understand you're... nothing. I'll just get off that subject, huh? Actually, I called him this afternoon asking if he wanted me to come down and help him or screw it up even worse. So
yeah.
He said no, he didn't need me.
But the common subject around... the tracks that we've talked to so far today has been weather, and I'm sure that that's been on your list of things to have to deal with is too, right?
Wow, if it's Saturday, pretty much cloudy or raining.
Uh-huh. And you've been able to get some good shows on the talk about the car counts and talk about the crowds at your track this year.
We've had some absolutely fantastic racing in all divisions. You know, the car counts have been down a little bit in a couple of the classes, and then a couple of other ones are doing really well. So the car counts aren't really as big of an issue as the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really blame people. You know, we're kind of out of the way a little bit, and they're scared to drive with chance of rain. Can't say blame them with the price of fuel.
Right. It's been another consistent pattern that we've been talking to with people coming up with somewhat unique ways to get people to discover the racetrack or to come back to it. Have you guys had a chance to sit down and come up with some way that's going to help, you know, get racers to your tracks and then also some neat enticements for people to come sit in the stands?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple special events. Like we had a military night that went off last month, went fairly well. We let any active military in with the ID for $5. That worked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about doing a police fire one in September, working on doing that. So some different ideas to get the people in. The advertising, kind of a gamble, how much you do versus how much you get back.
Oh, it always is, isn't it?
It always is, especially with the weather the way it's been, so it's tough to put the money out there.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that goes, with the car counts, you know, we're really fortunate. We got a really great bunch of racers, and things seem to be going well. They keep coming back.
That's all you can ask. It shows you're doing your job.
Nick, how's the autograph session deal working? I read where you were going to kick that off. Is that starting to, you know, make the crowd identify a little bit better with the drivers?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another thing that we did. We kind of borrowed that idea from some other tracks. That's been going very well. We've skipped qualifying in the lower classes and had the autograph session from 6 to about 25 after. A lot of great response from the fans, the drivers and the sponsors, the fans getting some heroes again, and that's what it's all about.
I think that's real critical because, you know, when you get a lot of classes in there and racing ends late, sometimes the kids are asleep by, you know, by the time 9:30, 10, whatever time, you know, the show is over, they don't get down in that pit area. So I think making that beforehand, you know, they go down and they see a driver, they see Tim or they see Tommy Moriarty or the Sweat Hog or whatever, and then they, you know, they identify with them. And I think that's a real positive move that you're making because, you know, a lot of those people are inside those race cars and they got those enclosed helmets. Doing that beforehand, and then they become heroes that night, and then they want to come back. And we all know if your kid wants to go somewhere, you probably end up by going there.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we were over at the Fall Classic last year, and they were able to do that. Being a Sunday afternoon race, they had everybody come down before the drivers climbed in the cars. That was great. Pretty tough to do that on a night race because who knows how long it may go.
Mm-hmm.
Are well aware, but doing it at 6 o'clock. Unfortunately, not all the people are there yet, but you know, more and more people are showing up early, and it's working very well.
Cool. Well, you've got some pretty big events coming up to finish off the 2008 season at South Sound. Give us a clue as to what you got cooking.
Big couple months coming up. We've got our 150 race this coming weekend, part of our Big Four series. We're expecting good car count there. Following that, we've got our big rigs. They always bring a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting to watch the big semi-trucks. And then on the 9th of August, we got the 200, and that's going to be a co-op race with the ASA Northwest Tour. We're looking forward to that. Should be one of the highlights of the year, I do believe.
And for those looking for information about your racetrack, give us your website address.
It is www.southsoundspeedway.com.
There you go. Well, go ahead,
Tom. Oh, I was just going to say, if you haven't been to South Sound Speedway, they've done an absolute, Nick and his
awesome.
Dad, Butch, have done a great job. I mean, the new paving, moving the walls back, Musco lighting, grass mowed, restrooms cleaned, you know, and I will tell you this, it's one of the few racetracks I go to where I don't eat before I go. I buy the food there. They've done an absolutely outstanding job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the deal is with the gravy and the French fries, but you can explain that to me somebody else. But it is a great facility. They put a lot of money and effort back into it, and they do a great job.
Yeah, that'd be a Canadian thing, eh?
I'll see if I can find out some more on.
Fries.
Yeah, I think Tom's got a gravy issue here. So.
Well, Tom did hang out with Shane for quite a while. Still does, I believe. I'm surprised
okay.
More about that.
Well, that makes sense. Well, Nick, thank you so much for your time. As always, it's good to have you on. And like I said, it was just an absolute pleasure to be able to make it down to your track. And I'm looking forward to several more visits.
Well, good deal. Thanks for coming down. Just let me know.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, you too. Nick Benn from South Sound Speedway. We're going to make our way now over to the eastern part of the state. Gentleman that, Tom, you're very familiar with, Ron Bennett, joins us, the man among men down at Yakima Speedway. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great tonight. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for answering. But then you... Unless I pull my, this is Al Gordon and Associates line.
Right, yeah, right. Like you did the other day.
You took it pretty well. So we're visiting tracks all over the state of Washington tonight, and now we find ourselves at Yakima Speedway, the one that you've got going. You know, this is going to be the theme of the night. We've dealt with weather all season long. So have you. But talk about the first half of the 2008 season over there.
Well, we have to measure it as a great success. We have not had quite the problem with weather, although we have been plagued a little bit with it. Our car count is up. And I won't take very much of your time because you've got some of the greatest promoters in the Northwest or actually on the West Coast on your show later tonight. And, so they need to get on here. But let me quickly tell you, about a program that we started at Yakima. We've done it four times this year. And so far it's worked out very well. Is we open our gates at 4 o'clock. And if anybody that comes through the gates between 4 and 5 o'clock, we let them in for $5. And that's been a tremendous boost for us. We usually put between 600 and 700 people in the stands between 4 and 5 o'clock. We don't give them a pass out so they can go out into the parking lot or so forth or leave until after 6:30. It's been very well received. We've done a variation of that of letting people in between 4 and 5 o'clock for $7, and we give them a hot dog and a Pepsi with that. So that's been a real boon for us this year, and it's something we did two races last year. We've done four races this year, and it's worked very, very well for us.
Do you serve gravy with your fries?
We if Tom Glithrow came over, we'd be more happy to do that. We have the chili cheese fries, but, you know, the gravy thing is something I hadn't thought about because we are not Canadian.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Ron, get the gravy ready. I may be there Saturday night. There's a certain Canadian kid that may make a visit to your racetrack. We had a little chat this afternoon about coming over, so warm up the gravy pot. Not the chili. No.
And a bottle warmer, too, Ron.
Yeah, your wife told me no chili, so we won't have any chili. Yeah, we're going to have a great show this weekend with our late models. We've got them back-to-back weeks in a row, but their car count's coming up every week in that, 15 to 18 late model cars, and it is their mid-season championship, $1,500 to win, and it'll be 100 laps and double points. So it's a pretty exciting weekend for us at Yakima.
Very cool. And then what big shows you got coming up to round out? I mean, we know about the Fall Classic. We'll be covering that like a cheap suit. But what do you got coming up at the end of the year?
Well, of course, we've got the big Labor Day weekend show that's going to be really, really big this year because we invited the Late Model Challenge Series back to run on Sunday. The ASA Northwest Tour is going to be running on Saturday, so you'll see a lot of the cars back and forth. There'll be great car counts in both of those, and it's a big weekend, and it's going to be the who's who of stock car racing late model type in the Northwest. There's going to be at Yakima on Labor Day weekend.
Hey, Ron, just a real quick one for you. This is kind of off Yakima Speedway, but you wear a couple hats, and one of them is the director of the Northwest Tour, the Northwest Series. Quickly, maybe, where do you see, we've got two traveling series right now. What do you see for 2009?
That is a really tough question, and I get asked that question quite often, and I can tell you that I would love to see a merge of the series. There has been some talk about that. And maybe with some encouragement to everyone involved, that could possibly happen, especially with travel being the way it is. We went down to Meridian this last weekend. We had a barn burner of a show, but we didn't have a lot of the guys who could afford to travel. The other series saw the same type of thing with their show this weekend. And I think it's something that really should be talked about and would improve racing for late models in the Northwest. And from our standpoint, we're open to all kinds of suggestions and ideas to see if that could possibly happen. You know, there's only a couple of very, very small, minute differences in the rules, and, you know, there are a couple of different people that are involved. But, you know, maybe myself or whoever else is involved, maybe they need to step back and let somebody else take the reins or whatever and say, this is what's going to help racing in the Northwest, and let's get this job done, and let's get this thing together. And from our group, we're more than willing and would be more than happy to entertain that type of a thing.
Well, I think it'd be just great for racing all over the Northwest because it's a win-win deal no matter how it turns out.
Well, I think, you know, with the rules being so close and everything, it is something that really needs to be talked about. And whether it will be and whether the doors are open, who knows. But you had Nick on there, and I want to just say a very big thank you for allowing Tour to come back in and be part of their 200 this year. And I think that, you know, maybe we can mend some fences, and that's what needs to be done all the way around this thing. There's been some hurtful things said. There's been some disagreements, whether that be with promoters or owners or sanctioning groups or whatever, that need to all be put aside. And I really believe that. And if the people that are involved in that right now, maybe they don't need to be involved with it anymore, myself included. I mean, I'm not excluding myself by any means, because I can see where it's hurting. And that's not the intent of why the ASA Northwest Tour was continued or started or whatever it is you want to say. Mm-hmm. The intent was to keep something that we thought was very viable. Well, let me tell you, times have changed, and the economy has changed. The racer has changed, and they can't do what they used to do. I would love for 2009 to see a real regional-type touring series happen in the Northwest, in particularly the Washington State. And well, I think it would just be awesome.
Cool. Well, Ron, if you don't mind, we've got the winner of your last race from Meridian on the other line. You want to congratulate him?
Well, if I haven't already, I guess.
Oh, no, I lost him. Oh, there he is. Okay.
I do have to tell you that we took a whole different group of cars down there and put them together, and I really feel that probably one of the best races that I've seen in years. There was never, although he did win the race, he was never more than a car length ahead during 150 laps, and there was racing all of the track, and it was an awesome, awesome race.
Cool. We have the winner of that on the other line, Travis Bennett. How are you, buddy?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for hanging on, man. We kind of kept you on a little longer. You know how your dad, once he gets going, it's just, you know.
No, I enjoyed listening.
Have so much respect for him, you can't shut him up or turn him off.
No, that was fun.
But you were behind the wheel for a good amount of time at Meridian. Tell us about your win, pal.
It was a great race. Like Dad said, just a lot of, you only had a lot of Rocky Mountain Series cars, the guys that race in Idaho and Utah and whatnot. Their champion, John Newhouse, was there, and a couple others. And then the local guys, John Nesmith and Chris Rottery, and those guys race there every Saturday night, and they got that place figured out. And it made me feel really good to go there right out of the box. We were pretty good and just kind of tuned on it all day and qualified third, had a good qualifying run there. And then, man, my race car was so good. From the green flag to the checkered flag, it never missed a beat and never... nothing never changed on it, and it made me feel good. It was my tour legal car, my old NASCAR tour car, 63.5-inch tread width, 9-to-1 motor. I still got the wheel tethers on the thing, straight up body. And I'm telling you what, it was absolutely one of the funner races I've been in a long time.
Travis, it must be fun to kind of see this tour thing getting off the ground. And I know I've talked to your dad a couple of times this year, and it's been a very, very difficult year for him. I called him one time and asked him if he was on suicide watch or whatever. But
yeah.
I guess I just wanted to say that you know, there's a lot of families that have come through racing, and the Bennett family is one of those. And you should be proud of not only what you're accomplishing, but your brother and your dad. And I know your mom is there each and every week. And Ron, I know you put a lot of effort into this touring series deal, and we've talked a little bit this year, and it hasn't gone as you'd want. But, you know, agree with what you do. You guys do. Don't disagree, whatever. But I just want to say I appreciate it. I thank you. I had the same pleasure with my father, you know, and it's the highlight of my life, I guess, and, you know, one of the highlights of my life anyhow. And you guys should feel really good about what you're accomplishing, you know, not only from the Speedway standpoint, but, of course, now your career is really starting to take off as a driver.
Well, I appreciate that, and I really am so extremely proud of my family and whatnot and what we have accomplished in the racing. And you know what? I'm so glad, Tom, that you asked the question earlier when I was on the other line here listening of what's going to happen in 2009. And I hope you guys keep that on record, what my dad has just said, because I know his passion for the sport. And, you know, God forbid the Internet, but it's good and it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And these people that get on there and think what they want to think, you know, that think that there were certain people are trying to hurt racing in the Northwest are just absolutely retards. And I hope whenever anything comes up on that again, that we can maybe play that tape and let everybody in the Northwest listen to what a couple people are trying to accomplish to make racing go in the Northwest. And it really can. The mixture of cars we had, there were 19 cars there last weekend. And honest to God, there was 13 that could have won that race last Saturday night. It was a hard, hard race to win. And, I mean, it can be like that every single Saturday night around here from Monroe to Yakima to South Sound. I do appreciate it, Tom. I'm very proud of everything that we've accomplished. And, you know, it's just a cool deal. I know what goes on behind the scenes, unfortunately, is my problem. And that's why I guess I get a bad taste in my mouth. Sometimes I just got to bite my tongue and go with the flow because I'm on both sides of the fence on this deal. But I do appreciate it.
Well, just do like others do. Just make a fake name up and just start ripping on the Internet, buddy.
Yeah, I just can't do that, though. I guess I'm too much of a man to do that. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's just something. It's just kind of... It's not like you haven't showered or something, huh?
Yeah.
Now, if it wasn't for the Internet, Ron Bennett might live in obscurity in Ellensburg, or,
yeah,
as I call it, Stoppin' P. Washington. So
exactly.
It's
there
made
go.
Him famous.
It has. Well, Travis, congratulations, man. It was very good news to hear that you won that thing, and I know there's many more coming.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. You take care of yourself, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that was Travis Bennett. Good words on behalf of both of them. Very well spoken. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Joe Dahlefeld will join us. We still have to talk to Steve Beitler, Michelle over at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. Kelly Hart will join us with an update on Afraid of Raceway Park. Caleb Hart will join us with an update on Deming Speedway. Tracy Brandenburg will talk to us about Pacific Raceways. And we're still going to visit with Jared Vorce, who won his very first Late Model Challenge Series race over the weekend. So stick with us. This is North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, coming to you live on the Internet, courtesy of Sandblasters, Inc.